This will be a phase one hearing for Manuel Medina, ADC number 129685. Mr. Medina is currently serving one or two offenses. One is for participating in a criminal street game. There he received 5 years. He's requesting a reduction of 1 year. His CSED date is listed as March 24th, 2020, and he has an earned release date of July 11th, 2019. If the board should, if the governor should grant him clemency that he is requesting, then it would have already, it would occur next year, June 15th, 2018. The second offense that's listed is the dangerous drug violation, which he received 5 years, and he's requesting a reduction of 1 year. The dates would remain the same. The CSE would be March 24th, 2020, and the earned release credit date would be July 11, 2019. And if his request was granted for clemency, then that would be June 15, 2018. These sentences are running concurrent. Just for information, and I've gleaned in the report that has been submitted, the documents that's been presented to the board, I would point out the fact that he had these two counts, and the one that relates to the street game when he was incarcerated. Just for information, I'm going to be very brief. When he was incarcerated, he started making comments and his, while he was in jail. His jail conversations were being taped, and as a result of that, he was making some statements that sounded as if he was a member of a street gang. He used the term Pepsi machine, which is a drug term, although he said that this was not drug. He just said that he was advising his wife to go and buy a Pepsi, or sell a Pepsi machine, so that she could bond him out. However, that was not the interpretation of the authorities. He also made a statement that I found very interesting. Quote, his talk was just to show off. In other words, he was trying to impress other inmates that he was a part of a prison game, and as a result of that, with this being recorded, he ended up being charged with the offense of participating in a game. Also, it should be noted that on March 7, 2015, the defendant was stopped by law enforcement of officers for a traffic violation, and on there he had on him some crack cocaine in his pocket and a small baggie with methamphetamine. I would also point out the fact that he felt that the sentence was excessive because he felt that he was just talking and that he did not mean anything, and he felt that his sentence should have been 4 years instead of 5 years. However, he was sentenced to 5 years. He had prior criminal records. In fact, he had 9 offenses from the year 2000 to the year 2012. And he has 2 pages of discipline, and his most recent one would have been in 2016 when he assaulted a staff member, which was a major at that time. This is his second time appearing before the board. He came before the board in 2004 for a special hearing, and he was revoked at that time. After taking all under consideration that he did make these comments while he was in jail, as well as he was caught with drugs in 2015, I do not feel that the 5-year sentence was excessive. That's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might have further discussion on Mr. Medina. Hearing no further discussion regarding Mr. Medina, therefore, I'm going to move not to pass Mr. Medina to phase two. Mr. Medina's ADC number is 129685, and that is my motion not to pass to phase two.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and he will not be passed to phase two, and this will end the hearing for Mr. Medina. Thank you for your participation.